Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be in James chapter 5, verse 16, as we close out this series in James. The verse says this, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Now, I know the other verses have been covered so far this week, and so I don't want to be redundant. I'll try and stay in my lane here. The phrase that was so striking to me this week is the prayer of a righteous person has great power. I mean, that's a pretty bold statement. There was a verse back when we studied Romans chapter 8 that the same Spirit who raised Christ Jesus from the dead is also alive in you. And I remember that just blowing my mind as I really meditated on that verse. And this verse has done similar things to me this week, that the prayer of a righteous person has great power. I mean, what a great thing, right? I don't know about you, but I mean, that sounds fantastic. But questions come to mind. What is a righteous person? And there's a lot of bad news as it relates to the righteousness that we hold, specifically, of course, in and of ourselves. Romans chapter 3 is full of such news. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. And then in verse 20, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." Basically, on our own merit, on our own working out our own goodness, none of us will achieve the righteous standard that God requires. Therefore, something different has to take place. Once again, sticking in Romans chapter 3, verse 22, "The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe." So that's what we need. We need the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says it very succinctly. "For our sake, he who made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So Jesus is punished in our place, and we therefore then, through faith, as Romans 3:22 says, we become the righteousness of God. And so if you are then declared righteous by God, you are declared righteous by God. And therefore then, you have powerful prayers. And again, that just sort of blows my mind. And it made me start thinking about, for a couple of years, I had on my wall a compound hunting bow. Think of, you know, hunting deer. And a friend of mine gave it to me. Really nice bow, really strong, can shoot an arrow at an incredible feet per second. I mean, just incredible. This thing could kill Godzilla. And for years, it hung on my wall, completely out of use. It was just there. It had incredible potential, and I didn't use it at all. It was completely underutilized, but it had great, powerful potential. And I think a lot of times our prayer life functions in a similar way. Because of the gift of salvation and righteousness that has been given to us through faith by the death of Christ on the cross, we've been given the immense privilege of being able to approach the throne of grace with confidence, to be able to ask anything in accordance with the will of God, and it will be given, it will be done. And yet, how often do we not leverage and utilize and walk in the blessings that were so costly? I mean, think about the blessing of prayer. Think about the blessing of being able to be counted as righteous by God and therefore having a powerful prayer. And then we don't we don't go to God first. Instead, I foolishly, like an unintelligent person that I am, try and figure it out 15 different ways first. And then when I'm at my wit's end, full of frustration and anger, then I go to God and say, hey, God, I could use your help. Maybe it's just me and I'm the odd man out here, but I have a feeling maybe I'm not the only one. How often do we try in our own strength before we surrender to the power and the strength of God? And while I think we need to be aware of that blessing and not underutilize the blessing of prayer, we also need to balance that with not every single one of our prayers finds the answer that we are, or reaches the answer that we're asking for. And that's when the difficult tension comes in. In the way in which James speaks here, it seems so matter of fact, and yet we need to be reminded that as we pray in accordance with the will of God. We pray in faith, as the previous verses mentioned. We pray in absolute faith, but our faith is not in the outcome of what it is we're praying for. Faith is in the God who is able, God who is powerful, the God who has proven that he has loved us, that he cares for us, in the sending of his Son, Jesus, to live for us and to die for us and to take upon himself the wrath of the Father against my sin and yours. And so whatever it is you're praying for, or praying about, I pray it's something. Would we pray boldly? And would we trust ultimately in the goodness and the faithfulness of God, looking toward his return that is promised us, and finding hope and peace in that reality. Speaking of prayer, I want to pray scripture alongside of you today. And so I do want to say as well, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So let's pray some scripture together. Father, would you help us, as verse 16 says, to confess our sins to one another, to receive forgiveness of sins, as you say in verse 16, we are forgiven, and yet when we sin, it disrupts relationship, and Lord, doesn't sever it, but it disrupts. And so help us forgive our sins. And so reveal to me any area of my life where I am out of alignment with you that I need to confess to a faithful brother or sister in Christ. God, then help us as well understand that we have been declared righteous through faith in Jesus. Help that settle in on our hearts, Lord. And help us then have a conviction, God, that we can pray confidently, knowing that our prayers are powerful, not because we're powerful, but because Jesus, you are. And you're the one who's made us righteous. And we pray in your name, Jesus. And so we trust you with that. Work and have your way with us, Lord, for your glory, for our good. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.